Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and growth in life unto maturity, week 6. The joy set before Christ and the joy set before us. Thursday, related verses. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Matthew 22:11-12. But when the king came in to look at those reclining at table, he saw there a man who was not clothed with a wedding garment. 12. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Colossians 3:10-14. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. 11. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. 12. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering. 13. Bearing one another and forgiving one another, if anyone should have a complaint against anyone, even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. 14. And over all these things, put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. Related reading. While the church is under great degradation, we should be the overcomers to live Christ and even live him out as our subjective righteousness day by day. In the eyes of God, the fine linen is the Christ expressed in our daily life. In verse 8, the word clean refers to the nature, whereas bright refers to the expression. The Greek word translated righteousness may also be rendered righteous acts. The righteousness we received for our salvation is objective and enables us to meet the requirement of the righteous God. Whereas here, the righteousness of the overcoming saints are subjective and enable us to meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. Hence, the fine linen indicates Christ as our overcoming life, whom we live out of our being. The righteousness that is Christ himself is sufficient for us to be justified and saved. This righteousness is singular in number. The use of righteousness in Revelation 19:8 is in the plural, however, and proves that what is mentioned in this verse is not Christ as our righteousness for us to be justified. Rather, it is righteous deeds, the daily walk, the Christian living, which Christ as our life works out through us. This outworking of the inner life is the white linen with which we are clothed. In order to attend a feast, especially a wedding feast, we must dress in a proper way. In the same way, we need the proper clothing in order to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. The fine linen with which the overcoming believers are clothed is equal to the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11-12. According to the revelation of the scriptures, the believers need two garments, one for their salvation and one for their reward. For our salvation, we need a robe to cover us. This robe is the robe that was put on the prodigal son in Luke 15:22. This robe signifies Christ as our righteousness for us to be justified by God in his presence. All believers in Christ have this robe. The first robe, Christ as our righteousness, our justification, which enables us to stand before the righteous God. However, we also need the second garment, which is the wedding garment in Matthew 22, verse 11 through 12, and the fine linen in Revelation 19, 8. This garment is not for our salvation. Rather, it is for our reward and qualifies us to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. The first garment qualifies us to meet God for our salvation. The second garment qualifies us to meet Christ for our reward. The second garment is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. It is the very Christ whom we live and who is expressed through us in our daily living. This is the righteousness of the saints. The second garment is also the surpassing righteousness in Matthew 5:20. In this verse, the Lord Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens." This righteousness is not objective righteousness. The Christ whom we receive as our robe for our salvation, it is a subjective righteousness. The Christ whom we live out as our daily living. In Christ, who is our righteousness, we have been justified and saved. But after receiving Christ, we need to live him out. We need to live by Christ so that he becomes our subjective righteousness. This subjective righteousness qualifies us to participate in the marriage dinner of the Lamb.